Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An honest and open letter by someone who was raised by two women in a lesbian household, why she does not support same-sex marriage. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, this article that was published in The Federalist, it's entitled, "Dear Gay Community, Your Kids Are Hurting," by Heather Barwick, is a must-read, I believe, with regards to this issue of same-sex marriage. It really underscores why we have been saying it is harmful to children. In this particular book, she says that she was, or this article, she says that she was raised by two women, and she loves her two women parents, if you will, but she says she opposes same-sex marriage. She says when she was in the 20s, growing up, she advocated for same-sex marriage. But now she opposes it, and her reasons are startling, but they're common sense reasons, and they support what we have been saying for many, many years.
Yeah, and part of what she says, it is, as you point out, a very loving letter to where she's trying to help these adults who are focused more on what they want. She's trying to help them understand what that the children are victims of their selfish playing house, which is effectively what it is, Matt. When you have two men or two women pretending to be mom and dad, they're not mom and dad. Children, naturally, as God designed it, need a mother and a father. They deserve a mother and a father. And it's unconscionable that people would selfishly and intentionally deprive a child of his mother or father. We know that a mother and a father each bring unique gifts and abilities to the familial situation and environment that children need to learn from both parents. And she says, it, quote, "It's only now as I watch my children loving and being loved by their father," she's married to a man, "each day that I can see the beauty and wisdom in traditional marriage and parenting." It's a truthful, stirring letter.
It is. And you, I have to understand, she's not coming at this from an adversary to her two female mothers. She's not coming at this as an adversary even to the homosexual community. She, in fact, says she loves them very much. And when she was younger, she supported same-sex marriage. But now it's only with time and the fact that she is now married and she has her own children and she's able to see the interaction of their children with their father and what father brings to the relationship, that the light bulb has gone off. And here's what she says. "Same-sex marriage and parenting withholds either a mother or a father from a child while telling him or her that it doesn't matter, that it's all the same. But it's not," she says. "A lot of us, a lot of your kids are hurting. My father's absence created a huge hole in me, and I ached every day for a dad. I loved my mom's partner, but another mom could never have replaced the father I lost." I mean, that is heartbreaking to hear this, but that story is repeated over and over and over again. She says, "I grew up surrounded by women who said they didn't need or want a man. Yet, as a little girl, I so desperately wanted a daddy." Now, we have said this before. It is common sense that children do best when they're raised with a mom and a dad. All you have to do is see the differences that mom and dad, male and female, bring to the marital relationship with respect to their children. It's obvious. It's observable. It's also confirmed biblically. And we know that, as we've said before, same-sex marriage, as a policy matter, says, boys and girls, you don't need a mom and a dad. That mom and dad are fungible. They're unnecessary. Two moms, two dads, they're just as good as a mom and a dad. We've said no, that same-sex marriage deprives children from ever having this opportunity. And that's exactly what this heart-wrenching letter says from this young woman who's now married and has her own children, said she missed because of having two moms.
And it's not just Heather Barwick. We've had a number of people who were raised in so-called same-sex households come out and say that it has damaged them tremendously, that they're hurting, that they're suffering because they were intentionally, their mother or their father was intentionally withheld from them. And it's a really sad state of affairs that our culture is moving toward making this a normal thing when it is not normal. She says, gay marriage doesn't just redefine marriage, but also parenting. It promotes and normalizes a family structure that necessarily denies us something precious and foundational. It denies us something we need and long for, while at the same time tells us that we don't need what we naturally crave. That will be okay, but we're not. We're hurting. It's not just me. There are so many of us. Many of us are too scared to speak up and tell you about our hurt and pain because for whatever reason it feels like you're not listening, that you don't want to hear. If we say we are hurting because we were raised by same-sex parents, we are either ignored or labeled a hater. This isn't about hate at all. I know that you really have been hated and that you really have been hurt. But that's not me. That's not us. And she points out here that they are being targeted, singled out by people like Dan Savage, by operatives with GLAAD, the gay and lesbian, whatever it is, that they're being attacked and targeted really for personal destruction publicly by these radical homosexual activists.
Yeah, this woman now, Heather, is married to a man. She is the wife and a mother of four children. She has seen the difference that having a father has on her children. She's actually physically seen it. She missed the fact that she had no father when she was growing up. That is irreplaceable. She cannot go back and turn that clock backwards. She's reaching out and saying, look, I don't support this same-sex marriage. She says, it's one thing, you know, I love you all in this community. I was raised in this community. But listen to me, I'm hurting, I was hurt, I'm not the only one, there's many of us like that. Same-sex marriage deprives boys and girls from ever having the opportunity of a mom and a dad. Male and female make a huge difference in the lives of these young people. And you're right, Matt, it's not just Heather. This is just the most recent manifestation. There are many others like her that have come out and said the same thing. They are saying what common sense and biblical values and instruction teaches. That's why I think it's important that we don't just simply jump on this bandwagon. It's not about just because two people love each other. Marriage has a personal component to it. There's no question about that. But it also has a public component to it. Why? Because it involves children. And when children are brought into that relationship, when children then become members of our society, it has a public benefit, and it also has a public concern, and we need to be careful about redefining God's natural created order. There are serious consequences, and Heather's letter underscores just one of those many consequences.
Well, and her letter and the many, many anecdotal stories are not in a vacuum here. There is quantifiable evidence of this. A peer-reviewed study with the University of Texas has shown demonstrably that children are up to 12 times more likely to themselves end up identifying as homosexual if they're raised in that environment, that the young girls become more promiscuous, that drugs and alcohol use by these children is accelerated, that suicide risks are higher, and so forth, and there are a number of studies that establish this fact.
Yes, and you know, this is just stand. I think it's important to be educated. This is a great article. We're going to be posting it on our website. You can go to Liberty Council's websites, lc.org or libertycouncil.com. We'll post it there. We'll probably post it on lcaction.org as well. We want to make sure this gets out far and wide, but this is just one of many examples of why same-sex marriage is bad, it's wrong, and we need to stop this insidious assault on the family, on marriage itself, and on God as well. Go to Liberty Council's website for more information, lc.org. That's lc.org. You know, marriage has a unitive, a procreative, and a spiritual component. It is the only relationship that brings two to one. It's the only relationship that provides the opportunity to procreate. And the book of Ephesians talks about the spiritual component as well. It's an illustration between Christ and the church. It helps us to understand God more in a different way. When you destroy this and say that it doesn't matter that you're going to go against the natural created order. There's consequences, both health-wise, there's consequences for children, and there's consequences for religious liberty. Stand with Liberty Council as we stand for marriage, religious liberty, and the sanctity of human life. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. You can find many of our resources online there at that website and support Liberty Council with your regular and financial contributions, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.